okay, you've got this great idea, and you're thinking, heck, I'm just going to start a business, and I'm going to raise my funds by doing a crowdfunding campaign. Stop. I want you to do this instead. Okay, all the time I hear this from a lot of people. Look, Steve, I've got this great idea, and I would like to start a business, and I'm just going to do a crowdfunding campaign to raise the funds to start my business. Wow, that sounds like a great idea, but there's some things you need to think about. First of all, I think crowdfunding is amazing, but I think I would use it differently. Crowdfunding to raise funds to start your business has been going on for a long time. So there's a couple issues here you need to understand. Number one, doing a crowdfunding campaign is a lot of work. It's like setting up a company. It takes a tremendous amount of work. And even today, it takes a lot of money. In fact, I've heard this, that in order to raise $1, it takes 25 cents. So just do the math and determine how much money you're going to raise and what it's going to cost you to run a great campaign. But I want you to also realize, how much money do you actually really need? Because sometimes I see people running these campaigns and they're raising $25,000. And I can tell you, if you're starting a business, you're going to need more than $25,000. So if you're going to do the crowdfunding campaign, at least do some type of spreadsheet of how much money you really need to run the business, from tooling to manufacturing to maybe trade shows to marketing, whatever it is. Have a plan and know exactly how much money you're going to need, because most people, I think, come up way short. In fact, they say less than 25% of people even raise the dollars they're asking for. So the success rate of raising all those dollars is not as high as you would think. Here's the other thing too. Crowdfunding has been around for a long time. It's fairly crowded. So you better have a product that really stands out, or I think it's just going to get lost. Okay, so what I'm suggesting about crowdfunding, because I know you want to commercialize your idea, you want to bring it to market, and one way is to start a business, and I need money, and I'm going to do a crowdfunding campaign, and I'm going to raise the money that I need to start a business. Okay, I think you need to step back for a minute and think about, do I know how to run a business? And like I said earlier, how much money do I really need? Because sometimes it's not just a money problem, it's a knowledge problem, it's an experience problem. Do you really want to start a business? And if you do, don't get me wrong, my next big tip, if you do want to start a business, find someone that's already started a business in the same category that you want to start your business, and bring them in as a partner, right? Find someone that has some experience and still has a smile on their face doing it. That's what I would do. Now, what I want you to do instead of a crowdfunding campaign, because I think if I was going to do a crowdfunding campaign, if I was starting a company, had a product, I would use it if I had product to ship. And I would use it as an advertisement vehicle to raise money for self-awareness, for advertisement to ship my product. Because here's the biggest complaint I see. If you do have an idea and you want to go on a crowdfunding site and you want to show the world your brilliance, if there's a good chance it's going to get copied. The copycat people are going to be there. They're going to see it. They're going to see how much money you're raising and go, this is a great idea. Let's do it too. And within a couple of weeks, there's your product on the market. That, to me, is the biggest problem with us inventors putting our ideas on a crowdfunding site and hoping to raise money. So I want you to do something instead. I want you to learn about product licensing. That's what I like to do. What I want to do is come up with a great idea, find a company that's looking for great ideas, right? And knowing that they don't have the smartest creative people working for them, not like us. And I want to show them that great idea, and I want them to spend all their money and time and manufacturing and relationships to bring my idea to market for me so I can collect a royalty on each and every one they sell. You guys, to me it's easy. Even if I wanted to do a crowdfunding campaign, I might test it first by trying to license or rent my idea to a company to see if there's interest. I want to leverage the power of a big company that has everything in place, because today it's all about speed. See, if you were to raise money during a crowdfunding campaign, you still have to manufacture, you still have to do all the work, you still have to, God, you have to do a tremendous amount of work to even launch. If you license an idea to a company that's already got the shelf space and the manufacturing and the marketing, they got everything in place, today it's about speed. They're going to be able to bring it to market faster for you. Okay, so here's the kicker. Everybody complains, Steve, you know, I know you're a big believer in product licensing, but the royalties are only like 5%. I want to make more money. I want to start my own company. I want to do all this work, and I want to make more money. Okay, I get it, and I understand it, but you have to realize at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, your profit and loss, and really understanding at the end of the day how much money you're going to make. And I can tell you, at the very beginning when you're starting a company, your profit margins are going to be fairly low. They're not going to be that high because you're not buying volume. So at the end of the day, if you're making 30%, which is pretty darn good, and you're licensing your idea and you collect 5 to 7% and you don't take any risk and you've got better distribution, there's a good chance you're going to make more money by licensing your idea to a company because they've got a bigger reach and they can bring it to market faster and fight the copycats and do all that great stuff. Okay, so if you're considering doing a crowdfunding campaign, just do your homework. Like I always tell everybody, know the pros and cons, find good people to work with, kick the tires on whoever you want to work with, and get in the game. But understand, you do have another option, and that option is product licensing. And that's why I'm here, to share this information with you so you can get in the game and bring those great ideas to market without doing all that heavy lifting that other people have to do because they start businesses. And what you're doing, you're leveraging the power of a company that's already in business. That's called product licensing. So thanks for watching this video. Until next time.